Amen.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios downtown Reading with my window on the world. Good morning. Linda's on assignment this morning, and yes, I realized we were gone yesterday, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. We were on assignment together. And today, the 11th of February, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. David's at the helm.
Good morning. I don't know
what it is. Why do I sound different when you're the producer? I mean, good. I feel like I've dropped, 40 years.
Yeah. Sounding good this morning, definitely.
Well, who was on here last, you know? So, who was on here? Oh, it was Nigel and James, right?
Yeah, James. Yep.
James is on this. That's it. He's done something to it. Anyway, what kind of national day we got
it's
here?
It's National Guitar Day.
Oh, okay. You are the guitar god, so... That's it. National Guitar Day.
National Guitar Day.
All right. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 51. Tonight, mostly cloudy. It's going to get down to 30. Now, let's start talking rain again. Wednesday, a 10% chance of showers. Wednesday night, looks like we are going to have showers. Lows around 36. Thursday, showers. Thursday night, showers. Friday, showers. Friday night, chance of showers. Saturday, slight chance of showers. And Sunday, showers likely. Sunday night, showers mostly likely. And Washington's birthday, showers. So, darn. So enjoy today, because it looks like it's going to start maybe part of tomorrow. We can have a nice day. But then Wednesday night it starts. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned business out of Anderson. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Kenny family are just outstanding people, too. Now, I'm here with Seth McGaha. You know, that's a great last name. I feel like cheering when I say it. And Julia Cronin from Turtle Bay. Of course, Seth is their big guy. He's the guy out front and cheering everybody in that. And Julia is the brains behind the operation here. She's the curator of the museum. What? Am I wrong here?
No, I think you're pretty accurate.
Okay.
So
tell us, what's going on? You got a lot of things going on.
Yeah, I mean, the Turtle Bay is seems to have something big coming up all year round.
Yeah.
Right now is a great time to visit the museum, and you mentioned all the showers coming up, all the rain. The museum is a great place for families to come, when it's really hot and when it's cold. It's just a great place to visit, I'd love to, chat with we'd love to chat about the current exhibits
sure.
right now. So Julia
well,
can share.
Well, see, that is good because when the weather's not good, the weather's always good in the museum.
Absolutely. It's the same temperature all year round.
It absolutely is, and you're not getting wet.
No, you're not. And we have two fantastic large exhibitions up right now. So a few weeks ago, we opened a new Minotaur maze called Mission Aerospace. So if you are one of those folks who absolutely loves aeronautics, or even if you just want to learn about it, or you just want to make a model rocket and see if you can shoot it to Saturn.
All online, maybe.
Check out your paper airplane skills, maybe.
Oh, okay.
You know how to use a gyroscope? You're going to learn it all in there. And so there's a maze to go through, but every twist and every turn has a new thing for you to learn and to try out. And it's very popular. So if you come into Turtle Bay right now, you will see a lot of people running around with little paper model rockets and paper airplanes that they've made in the show that they're carrying about with them and trying in other places, too, which has been spectacular. It's great for families because you really can, work together as a team. Schools are loving it. Just really a lot of fun.
So how do you make a rocket? I mean, are you...
Well, there.
I understand like 90%.
It's a paper rocket that you're firing with air power.
Okay.
So
I got it.
Actually, yeah. There's the secret. It's really a candy floss. What's cotton candy? Thank you.
Cotton candy.
It's a cotton candy cone that you were turning into a rocket by making custom spins.
Oh, I got it.
Et cetera. And then you're putting it on a pneumatic launcher.
Uh-huh.
Which is launching it through different planets that you're trying to aim for. You can aim.
It's really fun.
And then your rocket comes out and you get it back. And you can try it.
Take it with you. It's like a marksmanship using rockets.
And the same thing even more skill with airplanes. Doing the same thing where you're using different patterns, you're weighting them different ways, you're cutting them different ways, and trying to fly them in this cage.
Can adults do this?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You should see. The parents get into it. They're like pushing the kids out of the way.
So, Seth...
Yes.
Have you been making paper planes in there?
I have. I've brought in my kids in there. We've tried the rockets and everything, and they are in there for a long time, and I have to pull them away to move on to the next
thing. See, I'm that basic paper airplane guy, you know, where you just fold it, and it comes out looking like a wedge,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the wings out, and sometimes it's okay. Other times it goes straight to the ground. So you can learn different shapes.
Exactly.
In this. I've seen ones people make them with like the little wings coming out and all that. Have you done that one?
Yeah. I mean, making it more like...
like an airplane.
More like a jet.
Yeah.
Yeah, than an airline. But, yeah, I mean, it is really exciting to see families get together and enjoy it. I mean, they're learning together. You know, sometimes the kids are really leading it and the parents don't even have to lead that. They're just like letting their kids really explore and do it. So that's been the case for me with my kids in this exhibit and we're going to do it again. They've already done it several times.
Did you let your kids go into the Minotaur?
The Minotaur?
The maze?
Oh yeah, the maze is great. Yeah.
But they came back, right?
Yeah, they didn't even need string. Well, one of the cool things with the maze too, though, is you learn what it takes to work for something like NASA. And you don't have to even like heights. There are a lot of people on the ground supporting everybody who's up in the air. But the other thing you learn is about all the products that we use every day that actually come from the aerospace industry.
I am so glad that's
memory
part
foam,
of
mattresses,
it.
You know, all kinds of great stuff.
Yeah. The microwave.
Yeah.
I don't know. I heard that. We might have to look that up. David looked that up. But I heard that came from NASA because they needed a way of cooking up
there. Yeah, there's just all these different things you don't... Also, you learn how to navigate and how GPS works with triangulation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's all these skills in there as well as, you know, teamwork and learning to make airplanes and the active things. There's really skills. It's like,
how to navigate.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah, all kinds of navigation skills that you still need in this day and age. I'm a... You know, recovering archaeologists, I can find my way around with a map and compass pretty well, but not everybody can.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I mean, and it's a skill I learned for work.
Do you still keep paper maps in your car?
I don't, but I do have paper maps.
I see. I keep paper maps in the car
because I can't trust.
You know what? GPS is good. Let's just say 95% of the time, but you get out some places around here and it just doesn't have everything.
Oh yeah, no, I don't.
I've got paper maps and that kind of stuff.
Mm. Well, we have another exhibition too at the same time. It is our West Coast Biennial Year. So every other year, this is the 8th time Turtle Bay does a competition and exhibition, which is an art exhibition, which is basically anybody in California, Oregon or Washington or Alaska can enter art into this competition, which is juried by an outside juror.
Oh, okay.
And then the juror picks pieces for the show and then comes in and tells us who the winners are and does a little talk, and we have a great event and huge turnout for our sponsor night opening. It was wonderful. A lot of the artists came from way out of the area. And the show's really popular so far. Everyone's loving it, and it's going to be the feature of our after hours, as well as the cultural cruise, which has changed its date to April now. So if you want to come see that show for free, you can actually come to the annual cultural cruise, which is on April 4th. The city-wide organization that does it, which is actually right across the street there in the Arts Council, wisely moved it to an Arts and Culture Month and made it into a first Friday, so it made it more convenient for everybody.
Okay, there's just so much stuff you just said right
there. Yeah, yeah. Cultural cruise, free.
The cultural cruise.
April 4th, 4 to 8. You can see the shows for free.
We need to take a break here so I can get my breath. But microwaves predated NASA.
Yeah, I believe it. Okay. But they probably use them.
For some reason, I thought, that made sense to me. How about Tang?
It was a very popular
misconception.
Yes.
A myth, an urban myth.
Yes.
Okay, look up Tang. I heard
Tang, yeah.
This is another urban myth, maybe, but Tang was invented for NASA, so they'd have flavor in their drinks. Okay. Anyway, I'm here with Julia Cronin, the curator over at Turtle Bay, and Seth McGaha, who is the publicity guy, the upfront guy, the media guy, who does a great job. And you know what else he does? He plugs in electric lights. He plugs in things during Garden of Lights.
Yeah, we all got to play our part.
Everybody. We were there on media night, so we're, everybody, it's kind of, I guess you're looking out there, and there's Seth putting things together so things were lighting. Yeah. No, not the main lights, but other lights.
Yeah, some of the signs.
Signs and things like that. It was so cool. Yeah. All right. Okay, we'll be right back.
CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday.
A Redding landmark for over 80 years in the historical location on California Street in downtown Reading.
Support real journalism. Mountaintop Media is getting the truth out in Shasta County. Come join us for a fantastic fundraising dinner and live auction Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW. Tickets are just $40 or a table of eight for $300. Tickets are available at Jones Fort, Northern Roots, or you can call 530-638-4150. 530-638-4150. 4150. Mountaintop Media, getting the truth out.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
It's a beautiful morning. It is. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. And there's a reason. They are the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman, stone cutters. You want to design a piece of jewelry that's special? They're going to help you with that and then build it for you. Great selection of jewelry at very, very fair prices. Great people down there working at the place. It's been there for 30 years, locally owned, locally operated. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, and open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I'm here with Turtle Bay and Seth McGaha, and who is their publicity guy, public affairs guy, and Julia Cronin, who is the curator of the museum. We got some really cool things going on at the museum, and with all the rain coming on, can you think of a better place, Julia, to hang out at?
Perfect place to be inside. You can also check out our new, and you get to vote in this one. We have a new exhibition we're calling Emotional Support Beverages, Coffee, Tea, and Chocolate. And we pulled wonderful things from our collection.
Where do you get the, I mean, do you make these up?
Yes, that
you
one
do.
We made that.
Is that one yours? Emotional Support Beverages. And there's not one beer in the whole thing.
Oh, no, it's about your hot beverages.
Your hot beverages, okay.
So my assistant curator, Amanda, pulled a really wonderful exhibition together. It was originally called Coffee, Tea, or Chocolate. And we joke when we're my giant coffee that's in front of me right now. These are our emotional support beverages, so we decided to call it that.
Excuse me, this is my emotional support cup.
Yeah, it is.
And it's filled with my emotional support. You know what? Preaching, I need like a little red or a little orange koozie around it.
Oh, this is insulated.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, so, we joked around and called it that, but we have a lot of people donated over the years, many, many, many artifacts related to beverages like tea sets and things. So we even have like doll tea sets in there and children's tea sets. But we spend a lot of our lives around our beverages, especially caffeinated beverages.
Sure.
And so you can vote, you know, coffee, tea, chocolate, or other. We probably should have put sports drinks in there. And if you come in and you're like, well, the bead pole's full, we're actually taking it, measuring each set of beads and recording that, dumping it out and putting it back out for people. So at the end, you will get results as to which one won and by how much.
Coffee,
tea chocolate, or other.
You know what? I think, but those are the big three.
They really are. They're the traditional three.
Those are the traditional three. When you start throwing sports drinks, and that's a new thing.
Yeah, we don't have sports drinks paraphernalia in our collection.
Oh, I mean, someday. Maybe in another
100 years from now.
Yeah, and that's right. And none of the coffee cups are this years. Big either.
Yeah. No, tea. You know, I go through these tea. I don't know. I'll go through one in tea, hot tea, but not from a bag. And I'll go out and get all of this loose tea in my different little things. I stuff them in and put them in the water and all that. And that lasts for like 2 weeks. And then I've got these little tins of dried tea. So.
And you open one 3 years later and you're like,
isn't this, it doesn't taste the same. But no, I mean, I think, you know, tea, you know, if you look at Great Britain and England, they got the tea, I think, well, from China, but then it spread throughout the world because of that. I mean, a cup of tea solved a lot of problems back then.
Still does.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. Sometimes I feel excited, like I'm going to drink tea, and it feels, you know, we're healthy, and it's like, oh, I'm going to do this, and then I go back to coffee, which you know is also good, you know,
do it.
Coffee is really.
But we were pretty excited because we have this a massive restaurant-sized silver coffee urn that came from the Dada's Italian restaurant downtown back in the day. And we joked on Facebook that we finally found a coffee urn big enough for our department. it's really tall. I'm motioning with my hands, a very great height here, but you can see it
it's really big. It's like a big cooler that you put water in. It's huge.
Yeah. And it has a couple of cups under it, like it's decanting, but it was a lot of fun to put together because we always are looking in our collection to put together different exhibitions.
Now, do you give the history?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, of course you do. So when you look at the history of coffee and the history of tea and the history of chocolate, I mean, was big. I mean,
drinking chocolate.
Oh, my God. That was, yeah. And that was for rich people.
Oh, yes.
At first.
Yeah, everything was. Well, it was all imported.
Coffee, yeah, it was all, you know. And who was the first? Well, I guess they got it out of South America then. That's where...
Well, in Africa and India, you get tea from India. That's
from India,
where you're getting, you're originally getting these things. But then, of course, chocolate's a New World product.
Right, right. And there is a coffee made, tell me if you've heard of this, out of cat.
The cats eat the coffee berries and then excrete them, and you get coffee luwak.
Okay, so you heard her right. Because somebody sent me some. He said, this is hard to find. And I looked at it, and I said, so? What is it? And I looked it up, and I went, he's sending me coffee. He's sending me cat poop, which is essentially, like you said, they eat the coffee beans, excrete it. They gather that up, and I'm sure they must do something to
it. Well, they roast it.
Okay, they roast it. I'm sure they must do something.
I think they probably clean it first.
Except maybe. And then this is a very expensive coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is new to me.
You've never heard of this?
No, I have not heard of
it. It's not easy to find.
No,
I guess you can find it online.
It's a connoisseur type thing.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is you always probably want to know who's giving it to you because how did they clean this?
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
and it's not just cat. I believe it's civets. It's not your domestic cat.
Yeah.
Don't try this at home.
Yeah, don't try this at home. Anyway, if you've not heard of that, look this up. And what's it called again?
Café luwak.
Café?
Café luwak.
Café.
I'm not saying it correctly. It's well, café. Yeah. But you can look it up online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's cat poop coffee. So, and you can give it to your friends at Christmas if you have enough money. So, anyway. Okay. So we've got the NASA rockets and planes. And then we have the coffee, tea, and chocolate. It sounds like great.
Well, you
great
also lesson. Get to come
okay,
in.
Okay, there's more.
There's more.
Okay.
It's also the season when our famous artists, which is a children's art program that's all volunteers, runs through the schools.
Mm-hmm.
The schools submit art that was created through the program to our education department, and they curate a wonderful exhibition of the so kids get their own, like, museum opening. Their art is hanging in a museum.
Yeah.
And it's up until the end of the West Coast Biennial Show or close. And so people can come in and actually see these budding new artists who someday may end up in our biennial. You'll never know.
Who knows? Okay, now, so how long did these go on?
What are our dates, Seth?
Yeah, I mean, they run until, like, April.
Okay,
almost all of them.
Well, May.
April and May.
Okay, so these are
they're
going
fairly
through April.
New.
Okay, great, because looking at our schedule, it's a, and since it's open, when you're open now, just give the hours.
Oh, yeah. So we are currently open Wednesday through Sunday. We're closed Mondays and Tuesdays during the winter.
Right.
During the summer, we open 7 days a week.
Right.
But for now, Wednesday through Sunday, we're open from 9 to 4 during the week and 10 to 4 during the weekend.
Okay. Yeah. We've also got coming up.
We have lots coming up, but I can say we can. Glowing Wild is
Glowing
coming
Wild.
Up.
Glowing Wild. It's coming.
Tickets went on sale yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And so that's April.
It's the same thing. I mean, you sell Festival or Garden of Lights.
Yeah.
Glowing Wild is lights, but they're different, totally different.
They're different and even different than last year, completely different displays than last year.
Last year was the savannas of Africa.
Yeah.
And
there's all these different areas last year. We have new areas this year. We have more of an underwater theme. But that's really exciting about it. You know, we were celebrating the Chinese New Year, so every year there's a new... this year it's Year of the Snake, so there'll be some snakes out there.
Not real ones.
Yeah,
not real ones. And in honor of this year, Turtle Bay is turning loose 56 snakes, and they've got little tags on them. If you bring them in, you'll get a free cup of coffee.
That's right.
From the exhibit. No? Okay.
Julia
is grimacing over there going, no, he's not really saying that.
Sharon Clay talks through me, do not pick up the snake.
Do not pick up the snake. No, do not. There's no snakes out there except the Glowing Wild.
Turtle Bay, not Snake Bay.
That's right. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's an exciting Lantern Festival. It opens April 4th through June 8th. And, it's just another exciting cultural experience for Reading to look forward to every year. It really utilizes the gardens. There's great food and beverages. Last year was our first year and we had a great turnout. People really enjoyed it.
Oh,
at
it was,
night.
It was wonderful.
Yep.
Yeah. And it had the sounds out there.
Yeah. Lots of sound effects to go with it. And it's educational too. There's a lot of signage throughout the, event that talks about the lanterns and the cultural and educational components of those. So it is an incredible event. We are looking forward to getting it installed and launching it and people, really enjoying it.
Well, let me tell you, at the Garden of Lights, your igloos were stupendous. We got an igloo one night, and we talked about that for the whole time to people, you know, and for next year.
Right.
A bunch of us are going together, and we're going to get one of those igloos, because it's just, especially if it's not a nice night. Because it was raining that night, we were there, but we were inside that igloo that did not leak. Had a heater in there. People brought us a pizza. Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
It was great. Are you going to have kind of the same thing for a Glowing Log?
We'll have almost exactly the same thing.
Great.
So there's four of them. We're calling them lounges. They're covered spaces that you reserve for your group of up to eight people. Admission is included with the booking. You get food and drinks. And
great seating. It's comfortable in there and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, you can just leave your stuff in there and go wander around and come back. It's
which
really
we
fabulous.
Did. Yeah. Which we did. Yeah. And they came back in and shook the. Of course, we went three or four times, I think, this year, and three times. And so one time we got hit with rain, and then we were back around New Year's, in between New Year's Eve and the end of it. So, I mean, it's just a great event.
And do book your Lantern Lounge early. That was the first thing that sold out was the Glowing Wild.
Of course.
Or when they were in Garden of Light.
Yeah, the igloos,
Yeah. But also pay attention to what night, because we have our community stage, and so we have different performers coming. So you might be interested in seeing the Shastayama taiko drummers, or you might be interested, you know, I don't know who's going to be there this year. But just, you know, as we're booking
them. Are you talking about the big drums that they beat on?
Yeah.
Really?
They did a performance last year. Yeah.
Well,
And then we paying attention, because as they're getting booked, they're getting put on the website. So we'll know who's filling up those positions. So.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today, because you've got, sounds like great exhibitions you've got going. And something for the kids, something for adults, something for everybody there, and then start preparing for Glowing Wild that's coming. And that's going to start.
It opens April 4th through June 8th.
And Seth, when is our next after hours? Because your emotional support beverage could be whiskey.
Our next museum after hours is going to be March 21st.
That's right, March 21st. Yeah.
Okay, so we have to put this out far enough in advance, because we've missed the last one because we were engaged in something else.
Yeah.
And so it's March 21st, Linda and I, we go through our calendars every week, our schedulers every week, so we can push out where we're going to be.
Yep.
So we're going to be there.
Yeah, so that's a great night, because that's a 21 and over night where you can come in the museum without children. The Mosaic is there serving amazing food and beverages, and usually there's a signature cocktail. And basically you can use the rocket launcher without children that night.
Yep. In fact, they've got a special one that can launch people into the Sacramento. No. Hey, thanks so much for being here with us today. You know what? Turtle Bay is such a blessing to our community. I mean, how can you have a community without a museum and one like Turtle Bay? You know, a community needs, you know, museums. They need a rodeo. They need, but they need a paper. I'm talking about a newspaper, whether you like it or not, but a community needs a newspaper, and it needs local news, and it needs that to be a community.
Yeah.
But it ties around Turtle Bay in so many ways. So thank you so much for what you do.
Now I want to do a museum, curate a little show about local newspapers, because
that'd be cool.
I'm also on the board of the Historical Society, so I got access, man.
Well, I tell you what, the Historical Society, we've had them in. We've had the owner of Jack's, who is like a walking history book, Don. Mm-hmm. He comes in here. I mean, it's a walking history book. So, yeah. Anyway, I've taken us past our time, and I know you've got to be someplace else. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Happy New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizens Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Yeah, the boys are back in town. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the Wooden River Resort and Casinos studios in downtown Redding. And with Carl and DeBont. And this portion of the show is, what's today, Tuesday? Is brought to you by, this is what happens when you miss Mondays. Redding Electric Utilities. Think about purchasing an electric vehicle. Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. You might want to jump on that one now. I'm not sure where the federal rebates are going to be. There seem to be some changes at the highest level. And 7:39 in the morning, I'm here with Frank Rose.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yep. And Dick Wilkinson. Dun, 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 dun. Didn't you just win an award, Dick Wilkinson?
What?
Didn't you just win an award or something?
Not that I remember. No. For what?
Oh.
No.
I thought it was for raising money for Salvation Army. I thought it was for raising the money from the Salvation for the Salvation Army.
Yes, he's got awards for that.
Yeah. Well, maybe that was it. Maybe that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what do we want to talk about today? Who do we want to beat up on today besides me?
Well, I'm still helping two nonprofits. and
first of all, I'm going to interrupt you. Dick and Frank are both Korea War veterans. Dick is 93, yep. And Frank is 92. And they're still driving around town. Now, I don't know about Dick, but Frank warned you because he's got a lot of flags on his car. And if you see a car coming by, it's a lot of flags on it, you might want to kind of like make sure that you're giving him a little room, huh, Frank?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because Frank's not afraid to, you know, if you're not rubbing, you're not driving, you know, rubbing up against other cars. I'm just kidding. He drives better than me. And Dick, you're out there all the time. And it is just a joy to watch you two. It's like the puppy bowl, watching them out there. Tag teaming, getting people going. Yeah, David's coming in here to take photos of them. Here, look at David and smile. Over there. There you go.
You know, I tell people that I've seen old men and I refuse to be one.
There you go. Why be old when you don't have to be?
I don't want to be an old man.
Anyway. Okay, so tell us what's going on.
Anyway, I'm helping the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. They have a Veterans Advocate of the Year Award.
There you go. Get award over there. Talking to
banquet
them,
on March 8th.
Okay.
At the Wind River Eagle Room, and tickets to attend is $35. And their brochure is a little confusing because it says it's open to all branches of military and the general public, and then it says dinner by invitation only. Well,
that's not what they meant.
What's that?
They didn't mean that part.
No.
What it is it's open to everybody, and what you have to do, though, is call. And that way they know how many people are coming.
They have three dinner options. There's a tri-tip, chicken dinner, and a lasagna. And they want to know how many people you're bringing with you and what dinner they want so they can prepare for it. And they want to know this by the 15th of this month,
which
is coming up pretty quick.
4 days.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you have to do is you give Debbie Johnson a call at 530-357-3380.
Right.
Okay, let me say it again. 530-357-3380. And David, you do our social media here. Find that thing and put it out there for people. And there's great raffle prizes. But it's open to everybody.
Right.
Don't think this is just military only. It's like the Marine Corps ball. We open it to everybody. We welcome civilians and everybody to this thing because we're really, really proud of what we do. Same thing with the CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, and there's Advocate of the Year. These are people that have done so much for our veterans. So there. Okay, I'm sorry.
And
I just get carried away.
And they say to keep the price of the tickets down to $35. Well, usually go to banquets $40 or so, but this $35. They're raffling three separate items, and all the tickets are $10. And they're raffling off a Glock 26 9mm. It's a reduced size, but most Glocks are not suitable for concealed carry. They're too big. But this is a short barrel.
This is a good
Glock
concealed
26.
Carry. I've got one of these.
I have lots of tickets. They're $10.
Okay.
I'll give my phone number later. And then the second thing is a variety pack from R&R Meats. There's 12 items, 5 pounds each, such as 5 pounds of ribeye steak, 5 pounds of chuck roast, beef, pork shoulder, pork, chicken, and all that. But there's 60 pounds of meat, and the tickets are $10. You do not have to be there to win. And the third raffle item is a...
That's $339 worth of meat from R&R, and R&R picks out the good stuff.
Yep.
Right.
And the third item is a dual fuel generator. It's 4,750 watts, and it runs on gasoline or propane, and it's electric start. I have tickets for that, too.
Well, no, we've sold all those tickets out, and so nobody has to buy any more tickets. Because I bought some.
Also,
so it just helps.
This award dinner.
Yeah.
I can tell you who's nominated for. There's.
I tell you what. Why don't you hang? Okay, but hang on to that because we've got to take a break. We're gonna take a break now, and okay. Then you can talk about that as soon as we get back. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. She's been doing this since 1993. And Judy is she is so good at this. Not only insurance, but financial management. And with all the problems people are having with insurance in the state of California, you want an expert. And that's Judy Maxwell and her team. Her team are experts also. If you want a second opinion on your insurance, your health insurance, your property insurance, or you're looking for that, give them a call at 530-221-0441. Free review and evaluations located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And that's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Redding on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Hello. Okay. Our computer just went, I'm not playing music right now. Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Hey, good morning, everybody. 7:50 in the morning here on the 11th. It looks like we're going to have a nice day today, but stand by. The rest of the week's not going to be so good. I'm here with Dick Wilkinson and Frank Rose, both of them Korean war vets. You would never know it by their energy levels. They are out everywhere doing things to help veterans and veterans' causes. And today they're talking about the CVAC, the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, and their big event coming up on March 8th. And then, Frank, you've got the people who are being nominated for stuff.
Yes, individual nomination advocate. And one of them is Dick Wilkinson, and he's in our midst at the moment. And the other individual nominee advocate is Scarlett Rose, and she's representing the Merchant Marines.
Yeah, she's going to be on Thursday, I think.
Yeah. And the group nominee advocate is the Reading Grange, and the second group nominee advocate is the Daughters of the American Revolution.
Yep. And the Grange is where the Sons and Daughters of Italy, right here in town, have all of their, you know, they have their events there. The Backcountry Horsemen have their events there. I mean, it's really a fine place. I mean, it supports all of local groups here.
Yes.
Okay.
Reading Grange hosts the home of the Sons of Italy.
Yep. Okay. Yes. Okay.
I'd like to put out my phone number if you want these tickets for this raffle. My phone number is local 530-246-9131. Or drop by the Big Red Barn that's lit up at Christmas time. I may be there. I may not.
Is this the only place you can get the tickets? Is there?
No.
The raffle tickets?
No. Tom Johnson, Debbie's husband, sell them too.
Yeah.
And that number again, local 520 is 357-3380. You can get tickets.
All right.
And the second fundraiser.
Oh, yeah. We got another one here.
The second one, unfortunately, is on the same day, March 8th, Saturday, March 8th. And this is at the Anderson VFW. And it's anybody who knows Preston Sharp, the Flags and Flowers kid, started, I think, when he was 10 years old.
Yeah, something like that.
Went out to visit his grandfather's grave and put a flag out there.
Yeah, that was like eight inches. Anyway, that's like 8 inches. The kid's grown. I mean, it's like 6'1" now and going to college.
Anyway, so. I have tickets for that too. One ticket is $50, or you can purchase a table for eight people for $450. It includes $200 worth of raffle tickets. You can get tickets at the Flag Center, which is 2124 Hilltop Drive. I don't have a phone number for that. Or you can call me again, 530-246-9131. Anyway.
The Flag Center is across the street from Tobacco and Brew. It's been there for years. It used to be called the Flag Shop or something, but now it's the Flag Center. And great people there, so you can pick up tickets right there also. So that's cool. Those are $50, and what it does is it purchases flags and carnations. So Memorial Day this year, and Preston has been to all 50 states and 4 countries honoring our veterans. So been to the White House several times. I was at the State of the Union speech one time, was recognized. Been at Christmas at the White House. Can you imagine that? So they got some great stories. Anyway. What else?
Anyway, this coming Saturday is the The name been changed from Korean War Veterans to Korean Veterans Association, because we're inviting anybody who ever served in Korea, invited to come to our lunch meeting. It's at the Country Waffle on February the 15th, this coming Saturday. Everybody's invited. The meeting starts at noon, but should arrive before 11 o'clock if you want to have lunch or breakfast. Anyway, we're trying to get people to, anybody who ever served in Korea to join us. So we need some younger people in there. Last year we lost three of our Korean War veterans.
Well, this is for anybody that served in Korea. And it doesn't mean during the Korean War. I know that the Marine Corps has an exercise called Ochi Focus Lens, where a whole bunch of Marines come in, and the Army has got a couple of regiments or brigades stationed there full time, maybe even more than that. So if you've ever served in Korea and you want to get with, you know, a bunch of guys and girls, why don't you come on down to the luncheon? That'll be this Saturday at the Waffle House. So you don't have to have been a Korean War veteran. It's just, have you set foot in Korea or served any time there? Frankly, I really enjoy it.
We're looking for new
members. I was there.
We're looking for new members to show up.
So there.
And also the Korean Veterans Association, we're involved in a dictionary project. And you want to talk about that, Frank?
Yes, we have six schools that we donate dictionaries to, and we've already done the five of them, and the last coming one is a new one in Anderson. It's the name of that school is Tree of Life International Charter School, and we're going to be giving 55 dictionaries to them, and we're going to be delivering them on the 13th. And I'm calling them to find out what part of the day they would like us to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And over the 6 years we've been giving dictionaries to the schools, we have donated 1,100 dictionaries to those six schools.
And these are not just your general, you know, no. Dictionary. It's got a lot of stuff in there. It's got the constitutions in there. It's got United States map. It's got flags. It's got all types of things in there. It's more than just, you know, word dictionary. Yeah. And the words are defined for children.
Yeah. So we give them to third grade students. Third grade students.
I only had to help David with two or three words through there, right?
Yeah, you know, I remember having something like that as a kid, and it meant a lot. It was a big deal.
It does. You can use it forever.
I learned a lot from that.
Yeah, there's a section there on every state. There's information about every state in the union, and also there's a section about every president, a little short, like a biography of every president, and things like that. More than a dictionary. There's a lot of information in there.
There is a lot. Okay. All right, I've got like 2 minutes left, so let's finish with a big flourish here.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a member of our chapter, Johnny Baker, because of the high cost of fire insurance, he had to cut down a lot of oak and pine trees and trying to split the wood up, and anybody that comes over and helps him split wood up can have all that lumber that they want to take home free. And his phone number is 530-921-8650. And so that's free lumber. All you got to do is help him split the wood, and you can take it home.
There you go. So you want some oak firewood? Get it now. And you can cut it, and you can split it yourself, and then you stack it. Now you're going to have, for next winter, you're going to have some seasoned firewood. So
anybody wants tickets for these two fundraisers I'm helping, my name is Dick Wilkinson, 530-246-9131, or drop by the Red Barn on Barrel Court off of South Bonneville.
We're going to put the information into our Facebook page, and good. Dave's going to put it in there with the phone numbers, and people want to do it, and also leave that phone number for the guy with the wood, too, and a name, and we'll get that on there. Okay. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure having you two kids here. So,
thank you, Carl.
You bet. All right. Hey, when we come back from the news, we've got Shasta Regional Medical Center here, and I see a number of people standing out there, so we're going to be talking heart health, I'm pretty sure. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Carl.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. She is outraged. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, upon learning that FEMA had spent tens of millions of dollars on
food and lodging for those that are illegally in the country, while at the same time we were fighting FEMA not to terminate temporary housing benefits for people that lost it all in a flood.
Blackburn, speaking with the Salem Radio Network, presidential advisor Elon Musk reports his Doge team discovered $59 million had been spent on housing illegal aliens in New York City hotels. New York City Mayor Eric Adams may be off the hook.
Acting Deputy Attorney General Emile Bove told prosecutors in New York that they were directed to dismiss the bribery charges against Adams immediately. Bove said the order was not based on the strength of evidence in the case, but rather because it had been brought too close to Adams' reelection campaign and was distracting from the mayor's efforts to assist the Trump administration's law and order priorities. Julie Walker, New York.
Found amid a Hezbollah weapons stockpile that had been seized by Israel, humanitarian aid packages from USAID, and that according to a report in the New York Post. Tulsi Gabbard one step closer to winning the job of National Intelligence Director, her nomination on its way to the full Senate for a final vote. The Mid-Atlantic region, and that includes Washington and Baltimore, preparing for another winter storm expected to arrive today, bringing snow and ice. Also impacted by the storm, parts of the Ohio Valley and central Appalachians. A lot of schools are dismissing early today or are closed entirely. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks in positive territory now. The Dow is up 19 points, the Nasdaq ahead 4 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Kirk here. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? With mixed messages, fad diets, and quick fix solutions, many are left feeling stuck and exhausted, trying to fight a battle they can't seem to win. If you felt this way, you know you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and delaying action only makes it harder. I took a step 2 years ago and called PHQ Weight Loss and Nutrition. I lost 40 pounds, feel amazing, and have kept it off. If you're ready to make a change, call 864-644-1900. That is 864-644-1900 to schedule your weight loss consultation. The first 11 callers who mention healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Don't wait. Hit your 2025 weight loss goals now. Call 864-644-1900. And mention healthy at myphdweightloss.com.
Opening statements have been delivered in the trial of a man accused of attacking author Salman Rushdie in western New York State a few years ago.
Salman Rushdie is expected to testify during the trial and will come face-to-face with 26-year-old Hedi Matar, his alleged attacker, for the first time in more than 2 years. Prosecutor Jason Schmidt said Matar lunged a knife into Sir Salman over and over and over again. Defense lawyer Lynn Schaefer told jurors that prosecutors wanted them to believe the case was straightforward. But it wasn't. If convicted, Hadi Matar could face a maximum of 25 years in prison.
The BBC's Nada Tawfik says that Rushdie has now taken the stand, describing the knife attack in graphic detail. European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen vows that the U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum will not go unanswered and will trigger tough countermeasures from the 27-nation bloc. News and analysis at townhall.com. Bragg is back.
En route to Germany on Monday, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth signed a memorandum returning the original name of Fort Bragg to the military base in North Carolina. The renaming of Fort Bragg to Fort Liberty began amid the George Floyd protest in 2020. Congress established a commission to rename the bases named after Confederate figures, and the Biden Pentagon made the official name change from Fort Bragg to Fort Liberty in June of 2023. The name reversal now honors Army Private First Class Roland L. Bragg, a World War II veteran awarded the Silver Star, instead of General Braxton Bragg, for whom the base was originally named. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
One person was killed, others injured in the collision of two private jets on the ground at the Scottsdale, Arizona airport. Of those injured, two were taken to trauma centers, one hospitalized in stable condition. The accident coming in the wake of three major U.S. aviation disasters the past 2 weeks. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the downtown studios with our window on the world, watching the world go by out here. It's a beautiful day, so we're going to enjoy this because it's not going to be like that the rest of the week. So good morning, everybody. The 11th of February, the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Dave's at the helm. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
And it's National...
It's National Guitar Day and National Inventors Day.
Inventors.
And Peppermint Patty Day.
Peppermint Patty. Like Peppermint Patty from the Peanuts cartoon?
Peppermint Patty, the actual patty of...
How come you're sounding... What's going on?
Hello? Hello?
Check. Now we're here. Oh, now we got it. It's like you're talking into a different mic.
Huh.
Okay, we got it now.
Yeah,
okay.
Like a York.
A York Peppermint Patty.
Yeah.
Got it.
I didn't get paid to say that, but hey.
Okay. Well, that's good. Let's talk weather. Today, it's going to be nice. High near 51, a low around 30. So it's still going to be chilly at night. But tomorrow, chance of showers during the day. After 4 p.m. And then tomorrow night really looks like it's going to start raining, and it's going to rain through next Monday. Well, next Monday's a chance of showers. But Sunday, Saturday, Friday, Thursday, Wednesday. Looks like we're going to have rain. It's back. And the weather report's always brought to you by the Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Locally owned, locally operated, a family-owned business. Been doing it for about 30 years. They're under the third generation of the Kinney family, providing outstanding service to their customers. They do treat their customers as friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, other payment plans, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. That's Shasta Gas Propane. And I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center. And you'd be surprised over the years how I will confuse. I will start by saying the news is brought to you by Shasta Gas, and then I'll stop. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Regional. And then I, flip-flop, because both of you have the same starting.
Start, yeah.
Shasta.
Yeah. And it's early.
It's early, and I'm going, here, pull that down. And I fall off my stool. And you turn her up just a little. It's not Linda today. Linda, she booms.
She's up all the way.
Right. So I am here with Shasta Regional Medical Center, Dr. Khan, and Jessica Canopy. Maybe, but probably not, related to the famous General Canopy from the MODOK Indian Wars. We'll look it up.
Probably not.
And our Linnea. Good morning.
Good morning.
How
so nice
you?
To be here. I'm so good. So happy to be here.
Okay. Now, I want to start off with this, and you want to hand it off because you were just going to be here and just take photos.
Yep.
The Go Red Luncheon.
Yes,
sir. Then Ann Foster.
Yeah. This community showed up.
It rocked.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many people did you have there? Approximately.
550.
550 people.
Yeah. Yeah, biggest butt we've ever had.
A little crowded?
It was very crowded. Uh-huh. Worth it, though. Lots of new people in the audience, which I was happy to see. And then people who come year after year to get the latest heart health information. It was an outstanding event. I was very proud of our community for taking the time.
It's been kind of like it's a woman's event, and women all dress up in red. But more and more men are starting to show up, mm-hmm. which is really a good idea. And I think next year, in fact, I'm sure my guy friends and I will have a table there, too. Because
that would be great.
You know, we're talking about heart health for women, but trust me, you can pick up a lot of stuff.
Right. And you have women in your life that you love. That if you see something, like, hey, I got a little, like, I think it's my tooth, but it might be my jaw. Or you might be having a heart attack. Let's go see Dr. Ozzie.
Yeah. Now, see, here's the only difference with this is that women, when they have this, it's probably just my tooth. And men will go, get you down to the hospital.
Right.
Yeah, because, you know, tell me, Dr. Connor, is it true? Guys would just jump right up, get in an ambulance, and go down there.
Yeah, women are definitely tougher than men.
Oh my gosh. And then you'll get down there, and they'll tell you, that's just your tooth. But it's better to have it checked.
Right.
Women will work through this.
Right. And I say to women who have come to me and said, you know, I'm just not sure. I'll just be so embarrassed if I go in the emergency room. Be embarrassed. Better to be embarrassed than be dead.
Oh, yeah.
I will go with you. It will, whatever. It was a great event, really important, and we have more education to come throughout the month of February because it is National Heart Month.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited about that. But thank you to the community for coming out and understanding how important this message is.
Well, it is. And it was a great event. Linda, your speakers were outstanding. That's what she told me. It was just a wonderful, wonderful event.
Well, Dr. Khan in the Cardiovascular Center hooked us up with Dr. Chaparia this year.
Yeah.
She was outstanding.
Yeah.
So lots of
Irene Salter.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful.
But she said that you were so in charge of this. I mean, you did. You had it. I mean, you had it so dialed in. She was. You know, she goes, because we go to a lot of events that not quite as dialed in as others.
Yeah.
But she said that you had it.
Well, I appreciate that. But yeah, I had some help, and
well, of course
but
you
it's
did,
very it's but. It's really important to me. So.
That's good.
Yeah.
Great. So, Dr. Khan, how long have you been in town?
I've been in town for about 3 years
now.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. Yeah. So, is this your third one that you've gone to or your second one?
Second one. I think we skipped the year.
Yeah.
So, it's the second one. But, definitely a great turnout this year. The room was full. I think the energy was great. People were very excited to be there. A lot of good information.
Is it kind of... I don't know if you use the word exciting, but is it exciting for you, or you feel great about this many people?
It's always exciting because it shows just how big an interest people have in all of this stuff, and that we just have to keep doing what we're doing to get more education and get more information out to people, because that many people showing up to an event just shows how much interest there is and how much people want to know more about it.
I look at this, it's kind of a two-thing, you know, the two-pronged way that it's a success. Women want to show up for the information that's coming, but they also use this as an opportunity to kind of get dressed up and go out and see, you know, and to be someplace where they can learn something, but they, you know, it's you've raised it to a higher level.
Right. It definitely.
Are you holding your? Wait a minute. Are you holding your?
No, I'm holding.
Okay. Okay.
No,
I was just making sure you weren't doing something with your pulse because we were going right in.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Heart compression.
I feel safe in the room.
Okay.
No, it is definitely a gathering as well as education.
Yeah.
Which is intentional.
Yeah.
That part for Shasta Regional Medical Center is also important. We want everyone to feel included. In the event, so it's a broad reach, and we have amazing cardiac services at Shasta Regional, and that is the broader story.
Of course, but you know, some women may use this just, I'm going to go to that because my girlfriends are going, and not even thinking about the message. The best part of this, they get the message.
And then they think about it, and they're like, oh, my gosh, that has happened to me. That is, like, and then potentially they'll go and talk to their primary care, who will then give them a referral to a cardiologist and rule things out or rule things in.
And more men are starting to show up, which just makes sense. I mean, this used to be, you know, pretty much a woman's only affair. But, I think you had the board of supervisors. A number of them were there, and I thought I saw some of the city council was there. So, you know, so guys, you know, let's grab a table next year, too, because it does have information. Because guess what? Heart care is the same for you. I mean, we all have the same kind of hearts. So I'm going to have to take a quick break. And I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center. And this portion of the show is brought to you by attorney at law, Patrick Gorman. Now, if you've had a work injury and you've not gotten the treatment that you should have because of denials or being ignored or something, you're going to need some help here. And that's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He is a veteran, a former law enforcement, got into the law, started with insurance companies, only there for a short period of time, and he didn't like what he saw. And so a workers' compensation is something where you've been injured, you can't go back to work, your family wants you to go back to work, you want to go back to work, your employer wants you back at work, but something's not happening. If that's the case, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 today. You want a scrapper working for you, and that's Patrick Gorman. I can't say enough about him, an honorable man, and he's not going to waste your time or money. And he is the one to call. 530-262-2168. We'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served Hungry Appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries in a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday.
A Reading landmark for over 80 years in their historical location on California Street in downtown Reading.
Support real journalism. Mountaintop Media is getting the truth out in Shasta County. Come join us for a fantastic fundraising dinner and live auction Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW. Tickets are just $40 or a table of eight for $300. Tickets are available at Jones Fort, Northern Roots, or you can call 530-638-4150. 530-638-4150. 4150. Mountaintop Media, getting the truth out.
Summer musical auditions are coming up at Shasta College. Come audition for our 2025 musical production of Guys and Dolls. Auditions will take place on March 10th, 2025 at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater Building 500 and are open to students and the community of all ages. Ensemble members are still needed. Rehearsals will begin June 9th, 2025, and a detailed schedule will be provided to those cast. Contact Dr. Greg Thorson for more details.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving art and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the dip.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio sponsored by Wind River Resorts and Casino. And today is Tuesday, the 11th of February, 8:20 in the morning. I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center. Lynn Ann Foster and Dr. Khan and Jessica Canaby, who is a nurse practitioner in the cardiovascular side of the medical world.
Correct.
How did you get into that?
I mean, I've always been interested in cardiology as a nurse. I was very interested in it, and that was one of the jobs that I was offered when I graduated as an NP. So it really fell in my lap, and I'm very lucky.
Well, that's cool. You like it?
I love my job.
So, do you get to operate, or you get to be there? No, I'm just kidding. maybe I shouldn't have asked that question. Do you get to operate?
No.
No. Hey, Dr. Khan, what's the, because just coming off of Go Red, what's the biggest, what is the biggest thing you want, or the most important thing you'd like, the most important thing you want women to know and remember?
I think
if they remember anything when they walk.
I think the big focus this year in terms of heart disease is prevention. So the big thing is not waiting until something happens, but trying to prevent some of that stuff from happening. And there are a few initiatives nationwide that have been going on to try to push some of that. So focusing on what they call the ABCs of heart health.
Okay.
A being, you know, baby aspirin if you need it. B being blood pressure control. C being watching your cholesterol, and then S being smoking, so not smoking. So I think the big push has been, we know how prevalent heart disease is. We know that it's the number one killer in the U.S. But rather than waiting for that heart attack to happen, to start focusing on preventing that from happening in the first place.
How does a baby aspirin help?
So baby aspirin helps in terms of...
And the only reason I say baby because it's 81...
Correct. 81 to 162 milligrams is the recommended dose. So it helps in terms of the mechanism that it works through, prevents platelets from sticking to each other and causing blockages from happening.
Okay. So it kind of slides it through your system there.
Correct. Yeah.
And then B is?
B is blood pressure.
Blood pressure.
So, again, the statistics say about 1 in 2 adults has high blood pressure. So about 5 to 50% of the population in the U.S. has high blood pressure.
Wow.
And about 3/4 of those are not well controlled.
Wow.
It's a simple thing to monitor. Like, you can go get a blood pressure cuff.
Right. I got a blood pressure cuff.
Yep.
Right. Oh, just to monitor your blood pressure.
So in terms of checking it and watching it and being aware of it. And then also making sure that it's controlled.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that take blood pressure medications. And even with that, blood pressure is not really controlled, but it's not.
Yeah, and they don't, and they're on medication, but they're not checking it like that.
Correct.
Like,
yep.
Linda's blood pressure is like 120 over 54 or something like that. And
yeah.
She's really laid back when it comes to blood pressure.
She is.
And
that's why it's well controlled.
Well, it is. Well, I mean, she doesn't take anything for it. She just, she exercises and all that. Okay, then C is?
C's cholesterol, man.
Cholesterol.
Right. So another big one. In terms of diet, exercise, and then again, if you get to the point where you need medications, to make sure that you're taking appropriate medications and those medications are doing what they're supposed to do.
Okay, and then stop smoking.
Stop
that.
Smoking.
What about, I just saw something, and I, whatever you, this isn't a political thing, okay, but I just saw that either from Kennedy or Trump that something like a huge percentage of people in the United States are overweight.
Yeah.
Starting when they're kids.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, are you seeing this too, Jessica?
Well, I mean, statistically, like 75% of adults in the United States are at least in an overweight category.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say about two-thirds of adults and one in four children.
Scary.
Yeah.
Now, that can't be good for your heart either.
Not good for the heart. So, again, one of the other initiatives that they're pushing is kind of weight loss exercise.
Yeah.
So that's definitely been big, and that hasn't really changed, so we still...
We've been talking about that for decades.
For decades, and it hasn't changed. They still recommend doing the 30 minutes a day five times a week. So
I remember another Dr. Khan told me that if I walk 30 minutes a day, which I do, took me a while to get into it, said if you walk for 30 minutes a day and don't change anything in your life, you're going to live 5 years longer, which means you don't change anything in your life. And
you
get
have
that
a lot
30
of
minutes of exercise that get your heart going, get the blood racing through your body.
Yep.
That's going to extend your life.
Right. You actually have a lot of control, genetics aside, and Dr. Khan can speak to this more, but, you know, you can adjust your diet, adjust your exercise habits, and I understand that it's really hard, but if you do that, that's a step towards prevention, and kind of gloss over the fact that more people die from heart disease than cancer. So Dr. Khan can speak to the rest of that, but it's
there's lots of you know, advertisements and lots of word that you hear on the street about breast cancer awareness and all of that stuff, and it is definitely something that's preventable and a large killer in terms of women in the United States. But heart disease is even more than that. We just don't talk about it enough.
It's and that's strange because during the Super Bowl, there's at least one breast cancer awareness commercial in there that I saw. It might have been two. Because, and frankly, during that game, what you watched was the commercials. They were much more entertaining than
more entertaining than the game.
I don't. Did you notice that? Did you? Okay.
I mean, I quit watching.
You know what? We're in this huge, you know, in this huge room with all those people in there that paid, you know, this money. We got it free. But at the halftime, it wasn't as crowded.
No,
people had left. Yeah. And then by the end of the third quarter, that was it. They were gone. And
it was
we
over.
Were still there because, you know.
Yep.
We're diehard fans of the open bar and the free food.
The game was a sidebar.
And then after the third quarter, they took the food away, and there was even more people left. So anyway, but that was another big thing, was being aware of your body. You know your body better than anybody. And if there's something going on there, you need to have somebody look at it.
Yeah, definitely. You don't want to wait until something happens. So again, you, as yourself, know your body better than anybody else. So if something is off, something is different. Like Lynn was saying, you don't want to wait till something happens, and don't be embarrassed about asking.
Well, we have good friends that one was sitting here during the show talking about, gosh, it was a little bit harder to walk up the hill. Mm-hmm. That was on a Wednesday, and on a Friday he had a triple bypass because his doctor was sitting right where you were. And he's just kind of looking around, and he said that he just focused on him. Come on in. Our next door neighbor had the TAVR valve replacement. And he said, you know, it went just like it's supposed to. Go in, have it done, come home the next day.
Correct. Yeah, that's one of the technologies. It's been around for, you know, 15, 20 years, but it's definitely grown in terms of volume. We see a lot of people that have valve problems. And one of the ways to replace the heart valve is through minimally invasive, so without going through the chest. Going through the groin and getting a new valve in there. Usually you stay in the hospital overnight. Most people go home the next day.
If you don't, if the preventative measures aren't helping or you just can't do them and stick to them, we do have procedures at Shasta Regional that are amazing. One of them, the TAVR, and then the Watchman, which is incredible in terms of the blood thinner situation and how that affects people.
So what is, and we've talked about, but could you explain again what the Watchman
is? Yeah, we've talked about this. So people that have... everyone has a little outpouching in one of the top chambers of the heart. So we have four chambers in the heart. And the top chamber has an appendage. In people that have AFib, that's where you tend to develop the majority of your blood clots, so about 95% of them. So what we do is we go in through the groin and we put a little device to seal off that appendage. So that way, even if you have blood clots that form, they can't get out to the rest of the body, with the goal of it reducing your risk of stroke and you being able to get off blood thinners.
Which is huge.
Big deal, yeah.
Especially if you're an active person.
Active person, hunters, hikers. Again, we have welders, we have loggers.
Equestrian, all of that.
Horse riders.
And see, I knew about the four chambers, you know. had somewhat of an education. I didn't realize there's another little patchy place up there.
Yeah, there's a little outpouching. Yeah.
What is that called?
Appendage.
An appendage up there that can hold the blood because it's not leaving there because, you know, your heart's not pumping it out. Does this have to do also with the atrial fibrillation? Or
atrial fibrillation, Atrial fibrillation is an irregular heart rhythm. Again, it's irregular from the top chamber. And
from
because
the top.
It's irregular, blood doesn't really move efficiently through the heart, so it can pool. And the appendage is one area that it pools the most because it's an outpouching, and that's where you tend to develop blood.
And you all can do that procedure here. I think you're the only one north of Sacramento.
Correct. Yes, we do that procedure at Shasta Regional. Again, it's nice because it's a fairly low risk procedure. Same idea. Usually, you come in the morning, you have the procedure, you stay overnight. Most people go home the next day. And then usually a few weeks of blood thinners, and then we're able to get you off of it.
Well, that's it. And the big thing is getting off the blood thinners.
Huge.
But the thing is the other good thing about this, what Shasta Regional does, is you have brought in these procedures where people used to have to drive San Francisco, Davis, Sacramento to do these. And now you've been doing a number of them up here very successfully. So there's no reason to make that trip.
Yeah, the nice part is it is more convenient to not have to drive down through traffic and into Sacramento and San Francisco.
Yeah. I'd much rather have to, if I had a TAVR, is drive 5 minutes to go home than drive 2.5 to 3 hours to come back because I'd be worried.
Yep. Well, some patients drive 2 hours to come just to Reading.
Yeah. Well, there's your other thing. Yeah. That's right. And you're coming down from the North State. So.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is a great barbershop. It's the only one I've gone to since I've lived here in Reading. Never have had a bad haircut. It's been in the same spot, or it was founded in 1960. It's been in the same spot since 1967. Cypress Square Barbershop is right off Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. It's not a salon, Lynn-Ann.
It's a barbershop.
It's a barbershop.
I've been listening, Carl.
Okay,
got
it's
you.
A barbershop.
Barbershop.
Man's last stronghold, okay? And I just make an appointment there by calling 530-244-9478. And set up my appointment, which I'm going to try to do this week because I've gotten shaggy. And it's just a great place. Good guys in there. Nobody, you know, you go in, get your hair cut, you're out of there. Or you can just sit in there and hide like some people do. They got a great selection of Car and Track and National Geographic, those kind of things. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back. They've been
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Happy New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR with Carl Lindebach. Looking out on a beautiful day out there, and today is going to be beautiful. It's going to start, though, tomorrow. It's going to start showering again and go through next Monday with showers or chance of showers. So enjoy today out there. And the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, veteran-owned business, 530-365-3793. And I'm here, of course, with Shasta Regional Medical Center with Dr. Khan and Jessica Candabe. I've been looking it up. Candabe. Candabe. Okay. And Lynn Ann Foster.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, we talked about the Gold Red Luncheon, but the big thing is getting the information out, the ABCs.
Yeah.
Baby aspirin.
Blood pressure.
Cholesterol. And smoking.
Not smoking.
All the things that you can do.
You know what, there's other things too, because then that leads you to the thought, so many people are obese and that can't be good for your heart.
No, definitely not good for the heart.
Has this, what's it called, Ozempic, right?
Yeah.
This thing, is that making a difference? Are you seeing that at all?
I think it makes a difference with weight loss, for sure.
Yeah, they're definitely leading it. So, again, for a long time, we just didn't have a lot of options in terms of weight loss.
Yeah.
And now there's several on the market, a couple of them that are made just for weight loss, and then a couple of them that are made for diabetes that also help with weight loss.
Yeah.
So the big things are asking to see if you qualify for one of those, and we definitely know heart-wise that they do reduce your risk factors. So, again, weight loss helps, and they also reduce your risk of heart disease.
Well, that's what I'd read someplace, because, there's always headlines, and so that it said that it can also, besides help control your diabetes, weight loss, but it's also heart healthy somehow.
They're definitely heart healthy, and so we get a lot of questions about whether we agree with them being on those specific drugs, and most cardiologists will agree that we definitely do recommend that if you do qualify for them, that you should be on them.
I also read, is that they use it strictly for weight loss.
Yeah.
And now you've got a shortage of it.
Yep, so that's what we ran into. There are, again, originally for diabetes, so we know that now any medication that is used to help treat, prevent diabetes has to be studied for heart health and heart disease, and has to show some improvement before it will get approved. So they did get approved for that.
Wow.
And then there are, like I said, there's two of them that are made for just weight loss, so you don't have to have diabetes to be able to use them, and they still work for weight loss.
Okay, cool.
Still good for the heart.
Would you know, Jessica? You're a nurse practitioner in cardio. What do you see? I mean, you've got lots of experience with this. What do you see that you would wish people would do, so you wouldn't see them as much?
Well, I mean, we do see a lot of patients in the clinic, and we talk a lot about heart-healthy diets, regular exercise, like we've been talking about. I get a lot of questions about these injectable medications for weight loss. And like Dr. Khan said, yes, they do show benefit for cardiac disease and prevention. The best thing, obviously, is going to be a heart-healthy diet and weight loss.
No, I was just, he was taking pictures in here and I just saluted him. I'm sorry, I did not. No, but that's it, is weight loss, exercise. I mean, the same things we've been saying for decades.
Controlling your blood pressure, controlling your diabetes, controlling your cholesterol, not smoking.
Should people, I mean, is blood pressure, can that be inherited or what's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
I mean, like, if your parents have it, I mean, you could have a great lifestyle. But you may have it because you've got it in your genetic makeup.
Yeah, same with cholesterol.
Heart disease, cholesterol, again, diabetes can be inherited, blood pressure can be inherited. So all those things also have a genetic component. So people can say, hey, I exercise 5 times a week. You know, I'm not obese, I'm not overweight, I eat healthy. All those things could be things that you're doing, but that doesn't mean that you should still not be evaluated because there is a genetic component to some of these things that you have no control over.
I know a guy that dropped dead, a Marine. Guy just finished, he was probably 5% body fat, worked out all the time, came back from a run, talking, dropped. And it was, they found out because what happened here, it was a genetic thing.
And that's why there's a big push for preventative.
Right. And that's what I wanted to go back to that, because if you're doing all the right things and then you have these feelings in your chest or your jaw or your arm, and then make excuses for that because you are doing the right things. Keep in mind that there still could be something going on with your heart, like with the Watchman procedure, that appendage. That is not something you can walk off or, you know, eat enough carrots and it goes away. That's something that you need to see a cardiologist for.
Of course.
To get help with it.
So what are we talking about here? Say you're the average guy. You're probably 10 or 15 pounds overweight, 10 pounds, you know, not, you know, horribly. You walk. You work out, you're active, but not as active as you could be. You're feeling okay. How do you check?
Well, primary care doctor, right?
Right.
You should have regular checkups.
Okay. And then he's looking at your heart and your...
Your blood work.
And should you get regular EKGs after a certain age or...
Not really recommendations for regular EKGs. There's recommendations for regularly having your blood pressure checked, to have your cholesterol screening done, to have that kind of stuff done. So that can kind of tip you to are the genetic components to what's going on. Certain times we see certain cholesterol numbers and we know by looking at the person that it's not related to diet or not exercising. Uh-huh. So there's definitely genetic components to that. So like Jessica was saying, it's very important to get in with your primary care doctors. Even if you're young and you feel healthy,
you need to be checked. How often would you say? Yearly? Have a physical once a year? Or?
Most places would still recommend a once a year physical. Screening-wise, it depends on what the screening is and what the family history is in terms of how often and how much screening you do. But, again, you should have your cholesterol checked once in adulthood at least. Blood pressure should be checked at least once a year. And then physical based on those things.
Yeah.
I think that there's evidence that shows you should be getting your cholesterol checked pretty young to start with, at least once, right? Like in your 20s?
Correct, yeah.
And baseline, that kind of thing.
And that would screen for the genetic component also.
And this is what you see at different organizations. You all do this. You let people come in, you check all of that stuff for free. I know Wind River does the same thing. They have their health day, which is great for our community because the people can come in and get their blood sugar even checked.
Yeah.
Their cholesterol, their blood pressure, and all these things.
A1C.
And it's free.
Yep.
We have a screening day coming up.
Yep. Thursday, February 27th, Ladies Night Out.
We
have the Reading Education event at the beginning of Heart Health Awareness Month, and at the end of the month, we offer all the screenings that are highly recommended. So the blood pressure, A1C, cholesterol, body mass index, Dr. Azeeb Khan and Dr. Muhammad Khan will be speaking. They do a wonderful Q&A, so literally you can come and ask specific questions about yourself or someone that you care about, and they'll talk you through a solution and some answers. So it's a great night. We are almost full. It's very limited because we want to ensure that all of the women that come that can get through all of the screenings, and that does take some time. So you can check out our website, ShastaRegional.com, for more information about that.
I tell you, the thing for me, because I go to the VA. I mean, they pull me in there yearly, at least once a year.
Yep.
Sometimes it seems like twice a year. And I go and I get my physical. And then they draw my blood. And Dr. Templado and I discuss it. He's been my doctor for 18 years, since I've moved here, 17 years. When have you ever had the same doctor for 17 years except, you know, right. back when you were a kid?
And yeah, that part's also
he notices anything.
Yeah, that's the nice part is because you have that relationship, yeah. so he'll know. So that's part of the nice thing yeah. about going in yearly is you have that relationship with somebody, and yeah. they'll know based on talking to you if something's different, something's up, something's
yeah.
changed.
Right.
And that's good to know, too. Right. I mean, even if we talk about vacations we've taken, I mean, he's right. but he's also telling me, okay, you know, I don't know, whatever. Whatever he sees. There.
And things change, yeah. right?
And what, things change.
What we
as
recommend
you get older.
For cholesterol yeah. changes, what we recommend for blood pressure changes, guidelines yeah. change, all of those things. So that's why it's nice to have that steady connection because yeah. they can kind of let you know, hey, we used to want right. your cholesterol to be like this, like it's been for 10 years, but over the last 2-3 years, things have changed. So now we want it to be lower.
Yeah, we want it to be lower.
And it's
Wait
those kinds of things that tell the story about yeah. your heart. It's not like, because there is no recommendation for Dr. Khan for regular EKGs, but there are recommendations for cholesterol and blood pressure. And those signs and symptoms and results mm-hmm. tell the story about what could possibly yeah. be going on with your heart. Because in the cancer world, we do go get our breasts checked once a year. Men do get or should get their prostates checked once a year and have those baseline and those conversations. The cholesterol and blood pressure is the conversation about your heart.
Okay. Got it. So we need to have that physical once a year. You need to have at least – you need to have the big three, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, and
the big three. I like it. Not the ABCs, the big
no,
three.
No, the big three. Blood pressure. No, to be checked. I mean, it's your cholesterol,
no, I like it.
Your blood sugar, and your blood pressure.
Correct.
Okay.
And they're easy. It's not difficult
no, they
to
are. It's piece of cake. Okay, we got to take a quick break. We're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we'll be right back. The VA.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in downtown Redding. It's beautiful out there today, and enjoy it, my friends, because tomorrow I think we're going to start the rain again. It's 8:50 in the morning here on the 11th of February. If you've lost money on the Super Bowl because you never bet against Mahomes, I call him Mahomes.
I noticed that.
He did not have a good game, but he's probably because he didn't have his annual physical like he should, and didn't have his cholesterol and his choke factor checked. No, I'm just kidding.
He needed it all screened.
Yeah, he needed it all screened. He needed a colonoscopy, probably, at this point. Hey, we're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center. Come on, just a joke. Lynn Ann Foster, who is their public affairs, media, and kind of a face at times for Shasta Region. It's cool.
All the good things.
Dr. Azeeb Khan, who is a cardiologist there, and Jessica Candabi.
Yes.
Who is a nurse practitioner and a cardiovascular, who I was accusing her family of being part of the MODOC Indian Wars, and she said it's spelled differently, and she was absolutely right.
You're close.
Argue, yeah. She should not argue with people about their family. Well, yeah, but I read that. Now, this is our last segment. We got who knows,
okay.
9 or 10 minutes.
Okay.
So what do we want? We want to go back and hit the big parts. One of them is you've got a night out.
We do. So prevention for heart disease is key, and that comes from, in part, by screenings. We have a ladies' night out Thursday, February 27th, for all of the heart health screenings. So you'll get cholesterol, blood pressure, A1C, Tinnitus scale, which is a body mass index, a amazing Q&A session with Dr. Azeeb Khan and Dr. Mohabin Khan, where you have the opportunity to ask any heart health question that you would like. That event is filling up. It's at 5:30 in the evening, and all the information about the event is on our website at ShastaRegional.com.
Okay, good.
It's a great event.
Yeah, it is. It's just again, conversation and awareness about specifically women and heart disease, because it's just ridiculous the amount of women who suffer unnecessarily with signs and symptoms of heart disease, and then it goes really bad at times, often into death.
Because women will push through. They're used to, they give
birth.
Busy. I use it that many women haven't given birth to do this, but it's women push through things. They are tough.
Well, and it's not even something as significant as that. It's like what we talked about. It's like, oh, I feel winded, or I'm a little clammy and sweaty. Well, yeah, because you just ran kids, 5 million places, and you've got all the things, and you're doing, and you're going. So, of course. But it could be
it could be.
And we've talked about this before. Women's symptoms are different from men's symptoms in terms of what they feel. So rather than the chest pain, they may feel more short of breath. They may have jaw pain. They may have arm or shoulder pain. They may be nauseated, maybe dizzy.
Maybe just fatigued.
Yeah.
Right. Tired.
Just fatigued?
Right. Could be, yeah.
Could be.
Especially older women or diabetic.
Okay. Yeah. Now, men, though, we have a tendency to have more of a chest pain. Is that what we're saying?
I know you
There's
see
an
that
elephant sitting on my chest.
Yeah, chest pain. Pressure.
Chest
right?
pressure.
Squeezing.
Right.
Tightness.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, worse when you're being active or walking around, and gets better when you sit. So definitely more common in men than it is in women.
Okay, now listen to what the doctor just said. You're out doing something, and you're starting to feel this pressure.
Like walking up a hill?
Like walking up a hill, and then you sit down, and it goes away. Go see the doctor.
Yeah. You know, we have a lot of people that say, you know, I used to take 3-4 trips to the shed every day working on stuff, and now after my first trip, I have to stop, take a break. Because I get shorter breath, or I get tightness, or I get heaviness in the chest, those kinds of things. So it's not always something that just hits you right away. So sometimes it's something more
subtle. It's building up.
Correct.
And listen to your doctor and your body.
You shouldn't at least come in and ask the question. Yeah. Dr. Khan is so knowledgeable and compassionate. And if you just come in to see him to ask the question about walking to the shed, he will help you sort through it. Don't feel embarrassed, men or women, about asking about your heart
health. That was our next door neighbor. They go for 5 and 6 mile walks, and they take their dogs, but they go for walking. He said, all of a sudden, going up our hill, which is not a crazy hill, he was starting to get shortness of breath, and it was getting more and more. And that's when he came down. He ended up getting a new valve.
Yeah, people put it off to being old or being out of shape and those kinds of things. And you just want to make sure that you want to make sure that it's not something else. Before you attribute it to that. Yeah. And I know you love statistics, so 1 in 5 heart attacks is a silent heart attack. So 20% heart attacks, people don't know that they have it.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
So how do you tell if you had one? I mean, it's been, you know, several weeks since you felt it. I mean, can an EKG tell you that? Or
an EKG can give you a sign. Again, we've come a long way technology-wise. So EKG used to be the only way that we had to kind of diagnose it. But now we have echocardiograms and ultrasounds, and we have stress tests where we take pictures of the heart and look for areas that have blockages or areas that have had heart attacks in the past and things like that.
I will say the VA has had me on this, you know, not every year, but, you know, every whatever they say they want you to get on there and do that stress test. Now, Jessica, what do you want people to remember? Because we only got a few more minutes. So coming out of our nurse practitioner here.
For me, I think prevention is key. While I would love to see you in the clinic, I would rather be talking about prevention and not after your heart attack. So regular physical activity, 30 minutes, at least 5 days a week. I'm getting that heart rate elevated. Heart healthy diet, avoid the fast food. Low cholesterol diet, no smoking.
When she said no fast food, my eyebrows went up. And
did you get a little teary?
A little teary. Because
sorry.
You know,
I'm sorry. Okay. That's what we should all strive for, right?
That's all strive for.
That's high in fat.
If you can't stop, cut back.
Cut it back, yeah.
And then exercise.
Yeah, exercise. Okay. Get that heart rate up.
Get that heart rate up. Dr. Khan, last thoughts here. I got you got 3 minutes to go for it.
Yeah, so again, we wanted to focus on prevention. So like Jessica was saying, like Lynn-Ann's been saying, like we've all been saying, so diet, exercise. Those are the big things that you can control. We get a lot of questions about diet. You know, what should I eat? What can I eat? What are diets? Things like that. Again, another initiative. So millionhearts.gov. The goal to prevent heart attack. And
Mediterranean diet. My daughter's on that. She says, you know, well, she's a nurse, and she's on that. That should tell you something. And she says it's, you know, for somebody that likes, you know, corned beef and cabbage, but on something like this.
Every once in a while.
But the Mediterranean diet is a proven diet.
Proven
that can
diet.
Help people.
Yep, help reduce cardiovascular disease. So, again, easy to do, easy to follow. Just Google Mediterranean diet. It'll show up, and you'll be able to kind of pick and choose. So it's not strict.
I'm not one to argue with doctors, but it's easy to, would you say easy to?
Easy to follow.
Easy to follow, but not easy to do.
Slow and steady.
Slow and steady.
You got to start at some point.
Just fish and chicken.
Making small changes
makes
a big difference because you want it to be sustainable.
That's
so
good.
If you go from 0 to 100, you're going to
fail.
Yeah. So just make small changes.
Yeah. So more salmon or more fish in your diet.
More vegetables.
A lot more vegetables.
Right,
lay off the juices.
Incorporating some of that stuff into the diet makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Great. Lynn-Ann, thank you so much.
Thank you, Carl. I appreciate the time here.
Well, you know what? Shasta Regional Medical Center saved my wife's life, in my opinion. And I think it's her opinion, too.
Yeah.
She went through right at the beginning of COVID. It wasn't even COVID. It was something else. She was in there for 4 days. On the fourth day, I was coming in. I had a hostage rescue team. I was taking her. I didn't want to take her out of there. I just wanted to see her, but it was right at the beginning of COVID. Yeah, but we were armed. I had a helicopter. We were coming down.
You were ready.
We were ready. Anyway, thank you so much for everything you all do in our community. And you've got so many things that are happening.
Thank you for having us.
So many procedures out there. It's just there to do one thing, and that's to keep our people healthy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so thanks. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Chamber of Commerce is joining us tomorrow. It's the second Wednesday. When I'm off a day, I just forget everything. Chamber of Commerce will join us tomorrow. Thursday, we've got Matt Mosley coming in from Cornerstone Community Bank talking about what's happening there. So have a great day, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.